Hey, hey, and welcome to another episode of Coffee and Conversations with Coach K. I'm Coach K and super excited to be here with you today. It's been a little while, I must admit, but it's for good reason, as it always is. That's the beauty of doing this, I think, is that it does give me the freedom to kind of come in and pop in. And, you know, it's kind of like visiting with an old friend. You know, sometimes we separate and have things going on, but we pick up right where we left off. Like, you know, no time has passed. So it's awesome. Very happy to be here with you today. And I have a confession, y'all. I'm not drinking as much coffee as I used to. Notice that it doesn't help my tummy feel all that great sometimes. And even though I added the lion's mane, which is really good for my immune system, as well as some other awesome benefits, I'll have it every once in a while, but not nearly as much as I was when I was, you know, first came out with this podcast and this idea to, you know, have a conversation about health and holistic medicine with you guys. So I don't have coffee with me today, but by golly, y'all go get whatever you want. Drink up, you know. No, you won't get any hesitation from me if you're on your second or third cup of coffee. It's all good. No worries. But glad to be here with you regardless. I want to give you an update on what's been going on. My brief departure, I think it's been a couple of weeks since I've done an update on things, but the main reason was because I had a senior in high school. It was my first senior in high school, and we had to get across the finish line. And so a lot of my time and effort went into having lots of discussions and talks with him about the importance of getting it done and making sure that things happened the way that they needed to. And then once we made it, it was time to celebrate. So I'm halfway done with the celebrating of that kid. I love him so much. We have a little bit more celebrating to do at the end of the month when he goes with his buddies and the rest of his senior friends. And I'm going to be the chaperone, much to his frustration. He'll be all right though. He'll be all right. They need a chaperone. I won't get in the way. I'll just, you know, I'll be a fly on the wall, I guess is the best way to put it. I'll be a fly on the wall. But that's where I've been. That's where I've been. That's what I've been doing. And I guess I'm back for a minute. Don't call it a comeback, but that's kind of what's been going on. The other update I wanted to give you before we jump into today's topic, or it's actually part of it, so I guess it's a good segue into it. I hope you've gotten your drink of choice, or if you're just chilling, you can do that too. It's totally up to you, but I wanted to give you a quick update on me as well. I had started to share with you the story of this newest healing journey for me. I was officially diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer in late February, early March, and I decided to get a second opinion. So you don't have to go back and listen to the rest of the podcast that talked about this, surviving and thriving and beyond. So I'll just catch you up. I initially had some issues in my chest where it was painful, and I didn't understand where it was coming from. And so I went to a couple of different people and providers, and finally wound up back at my oncologist. Oncologist did her thing and some more things, and then found out that my cancer had returned. I was diagnosed initially in 2011, went through a double mastectomy, and hadn't done any other treatments besides that. And then now this year, 2021, here we are. And so where we are now with everything, I've completed all my workup. I had scan after scan and blood work and a couple of biopsies. And where I am now is that it is definitely officially stage 4 oligometastatic breast cancer. So what that means is that I'm truly thankful and grateful after all of my scans, after CT scans and MRIs, that the only place that the cancer has spread where they can see it, because the more I read, the more I understand that they can't see it all, but the only place where it has spread that they can see it is just to my sternum. And so that is considered oligo, meaning one, one place or singular. Oligometastatic breast cancer. And so I'm truly, truly, truly thankful. That was the best news that I could have received, is that after all the poking and prodding and looking, is that it's only in just that one spot. And so it is still considered stage four because it is spread outside of the original original site. And it has moved to another organ. Other organ would be my bone or my sternum. And so it's considered metastatic. But again, oligometastatic, meaning that it's just in that one spot. So it was caught early. And I think that is more than anything that I could have ever dreamed of or hoped for. I'm truly, truly thankful and grateful that that is where it is and that is where it's going to stay, because we are doing everything we can to make sure of that right there. So that is the official diagnosis. Stage and all that stuff. So I told you the stage. It is invasive, obviously. It's ductal. For those of you that, you know, are versed in the world of medicine, it is what else? I think that's the primary thing. It's primarily, it was a papillary carcinoma that, you know, spread and moved about. I have one lymph node that has involvement, which is pretty much how it got to that chest area. My other lymph node was negative. And so all of those things we are looking at is extremely positive. My providers at MD Anderson, where I got my second opinion, is very hopeful and has really good insight into the belief that he has, and I share that same belief, and that is that it's curable. And if you know anything about stage four, very rarely do they use the term curable. And he has never said anything but that. And that was even before we got the official last reading, the last MRI that showed that it hadn't spread, it had not spread beyond the sternum. And so he is very hopeful that we will, you know, it is treatable and I will eventually get to no evidence of active disease. And I am extremely thankful and looking forward to that and that day. And I know we will all celebrate together. So again, I ask if you know anybody that has gone through this similar diagnosis. I'd love to reach out or talk to them just to see, you know, what their path was and what it looked like. Every single person is different. That is something that I've learned and have held on to, and I understand more than anything. And that is that every single person is different. Every single treatment is going to look different for everybody. Everybody's treatment plan is not going to be the same. And for that, I am truly thankful, because I don't feel like my treatment plan should be the same. I don't feel like it should look the same. And so because of that, I've kind of worked with the providers at MD Anderson, as well as sought out my own integrative medicine doctors and integrative oncologist. And so that's kind of what I wanted to share with you today. And that is holistic medicine has become a huge part of my treatment plan. And I want to kind of talk to you about holistic medicine and why I'm journeying into that. I think some of you probably already can guess why, but it is the foundation of nurse coaching. It truly is the understanding that the body has the innate ability to heal itself under the right circumstances. And so what I am currently doing is I'm creating an environment that's inhospitable to cancer. And instead of fighting cancer, I am creating health. And I think when you look back over your life, if you think about those times when you were younger, if you're around the age of 40s, maybe 50s, your mother or grandmother or aunt or somebody in your life, whenever you were ill or if you had like a cold, there were all these, you know, homemade remedies that just would, you know, really do the trick without, you know, a whole bunch of invasive treatments and therapies. I mean, I can remember back when I was younger, my mom specifically would talk about hot toddies and and what that looks like. And so, you know, I've always been a go-to of the hot toddy because, you know, something warm coats the throat when you've got a cough or a runny nose or you're just feeling under the weather. It's very comforting. It's very comforting. And not only that, that warm feeling, that sensation that just kind of opens you up and just helps release those toxins that are causing you to be sick and helps to, you know, decrease the mucus and the other things that are causing you to be ill. And so I am a huge fan of, goodness, remedies, like old school remedies and the path of least resistance. And I'm truly thankful that, just truly thankful that every single provider that I have come in contact with, every single provider that I have sought out, whenever I've said, you know, I hear what you're saying, but my true goal is optimal health, and I am the path of least resistance. And so whatever we can do without introducing newer things to my body, giving my body a chance to heal itself, I really appreciate that. Like, that's the goal. That's what I really want to do. And they listened. And it's so important for you to have a provider, that will work with you and not just tell you what to do. I don't feel like that is beyond their scope. I don't feel like it is something that you're not asking for too much to say that my health is important to me. And I realize that there are some things that I need to change in order for it to be optimal. Will you help me with that? Will you help me with that? Can you work with me? And I love the way that my providers have responded to that request, because it truly makes me feel like, you know, we're in this together. It's not him or her telling me what I should do or need to do. It's us working together to figure out what it is that's going to give me the best option, best opportunity for true health and healing. I feel like holistic medicine has always been practiced. It's always been around, for sure. We do know that. It dates back to, you know, BC, okay, where before all of these diseases, you know, came about, you had ways and methods of healing, and it didn't involve machines and necessarily medication, but it truly resorted to reaching into the garden and finding the plants and the herbs and the things that would combine in order for you to really experience wholeness and to heal. And so that's what holistic health is to me. It's holistic health to me is whole person healing. And so that is what this focus is. Yes, it's cancer, but I'm not scared of the big bad wolf. You know, I'm not scared of the big bad wolf. What it's done is awaken the lion, and it's stirred a spirit that will not stop until we figure out the best way to remedy the situation, the best and least toxic way to remedy the situation. Having said that, my option right now for treatment does not involve chemo. My provider at MD Anderson has several studies that are taking place in Europe that show that this treatment that they are advising I take has the same results or similar results as chemo. And for me, I did not want to go down the path of chemo, not just yet, not if I can avoid it. That's a totally personal position. It is something that I feel very strongly about, because no matter how many times I thought about it and prayed about it and went back to it, there was always this gut feeling of that's not what's right for you. And so I'm going to lay into that. I'm going to lean into it. And I'm going to stick with the thought of that just isn't it for me right now. And so the idea is to use an aromatase inhibitor, and I won't get into the weeds with it because there's several options out there. But what I'm doing on top of that is taking it upon myself to just do some other testing on my hormones and getting those things in order. You know, ladies and men, it's everybody. Everybody needs to have their hormones in order and their hormones checked, because that balance is so important. I was listening to a podcast the other day. It's called The Longevity Blueprint. I'll link it in my show notes. But one of the quotes that was on this particular episode, and at the end of each episode, she asked the guest, you know, what is the one thing you would advise people to do in regards to longevity and their life. And one of the quotes that stuck out to me was someone that spoke about the importance of hormone balance. And for me right now, that is paramount. It's very important, because there's an idea that the cancer that I have has some, you know, it has these estrogen receptors, and the estrogen is binding to the receptors and making the cancer grow. And so what I want to seek out and really dive deep into is it really the hormones that my body is making that's causing this cancer to grow? Or is it the hormones that my body is taking in from outside sources called xenoestrogens? And so I've done tons of reading and research on it. It's a lot of fun. I feel like I'm in school again, but I'm enjoying it. And so that is what I'm going to seek out, is what is causing, which estrogen or which hormone is causing this cancer to kind of grow and feed off of. And then we'll stop it the best way that we know how. Of course, non-toxic and least path of least resistance. So what does holistic health look like to you? You know, what does that mean to you? Have you heard of it before? What does that involve as far as like what you see? What it means for me is I've got to know myself, and I've got to know my enemy. And I don't feel like cancer is my enemy. I feel like other things have contributed to that. But I don't know that cancer is truly my enemy. I am still kind of sitting with that. I think there's some other things that are my enemy. I think self-doubt and negativity is my enemy. I think that trauma and living through a lot of trauma for me is my enemy. And not just the trauma itself, I think not dealing with the trauma and everything that came after it, though, that's what I feel like is my enemy. I don't feel like cancer is necessarily my enemy. Like I said, I'm not afraid of the big bad wolf. I'm here for it. We're going to get through it together. So holistic health means knowing yourself, knowing your enemy, and matching that, the energy, so that you can come away with true health and whole person health. Holistic health. Okay. I feel like we are at a really good place in life, where our opportunities for holistic health and health and our opportunities to seek that out, it's there, it's everywhere. If you are interested in it, if you are, you know, somebody that might be interested in it, maybe they're dealing with a chronic health condition and everything that they've tried up until now just isn't quite working, and they want some extra assistance, or they just want to talk about it, reach out to me. I'll link my social media and email in the show notes. You definitely know how to get a hold of me if you're listening to this podcast, because we're family. And so I want to be able to be there for you or your loved one. So please reach out to me. I'd love to talk more about it. There are just lots of resources and information out there. And I feel like the more you know, the stronger of an advocate you can be for yourself. I teach and preach this even in just my regular everyday nursing job, is to know your disease, know your body, and know how to advocate for yourself. You know, taking everything at face value is not necessarily the most optimum thing to do. Sometimes you gotta dive deep and dig into the weeds and truly search out what's gonna work best for you. And don't be afraid. Don't be scared to stand up for yourself and be bold and be brave and be courageous and be confident. You might not know everything, but I know one thing for damn sure, you know yourself. And so that's what you get to hang on to. That's what you get to hold on to. And that's for sure what I'm going to hang on to and hold on to. So I enjoyed talking with you guys today as usual. Thank you for listening. I am so encouraged by all of your feedback and just an opportunity to share, you know, health and wellness with you. So please share this episode, you know. Thank you again for listening. And as I always say at the end, be good and live well. Have a good day. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Coffee and Conversations with Coach K. I'm Coach K, and I'm super excited to be here as always. And whether we are joining together collectively as we refocus and recenter our breath and take some time in a breathing meditation, or if we are just chit-chatting about the things that really matter in life, I'm always excited to be here with you. So as we dive into this week's episode, I encourage you to grab you a cup of coffee, find you a comfy seat, and let's just get it going.